As we all know, there are many, many preparations necessary in the days leading up to Pesach. And as Rosh Chodesh Nisan hits, it starts to feel real, it's soon, it's coming up, and we have long lists of things to do before Pesach. We have to clean our homes, we have to kosher our kitchens, we have to go to the stores and buy matzos, and buy all the things we're going to need for the Sedarim before all the shelves are out of stock. So many things for me to do so that I can be mekayim all the mitzvos and be ready for my Pesach experience. But there's one thing on that list that's not about me. And it's not about us. But it's about someone else. It's about looking out for others and what they need to mekayim the mitzvos. What their Pesach experience is going to look like. And that's the minhag of Maos Chitin. That the beginning of Nisan is a special emphasis on tzedakah. To make sure that the less fortunate have what they need. That they should have the funds to be able to purchase and be mekayim the matzos that they need for the mitzvos of Pesach. But it's very strange if you think about it. Because we have a mitzvah of tzedakah all the time. There's tzedakah all year round. I'm always supposed to give tzedakah. Usually I get to decide when I want to give tzedakah. Why particularly now is there a special inyan? At this particular time of year, before the Chag of Pesach, that now there's Maos Chitin, a special concept of giving tzedakah right now? Who says? Where does that come from? What's the source of this minhag of Maos Chitin? Well, the Gra explains beautifully that if you just read the psukim that describe Pesach, the minhag of Maos Chitin is right there in front of your eyes. The Torah describes, Shivas yamim tochal matzos, for 7 days of Pesach, you should eat matzos. Yet the very next pasuk says the same exact thing. Matzos yeachel shivas yamim. Why the repetition? The Gra asks, one pasuk says, Shivas yamim tochal matzos, and the very next pasuk says, Matzos yeachel shivas yamim. They're both telling me to eat matzah on Pesach. I need two psukim back to back to tell me to eat matzah on Pesach. What's going on? And the Gra explains that these psukim are very different, and they're referring to the different obligations that we have as Pesach arrives. The first pasuk refers to our personal obligation. Shavas yamim tochal matzos. You should eat matzah on Pesach. That's referring to the obligation that each of us have. Then Lil HaSeder, we eat our kezias of matzah on Pesach. That's the first pasuk. Shavas yamim tochal matzos. But the second pasuk doesn't say that you should eat matzah. It doesn't say tochal. It says matzos yeyachel, which means that matzos should be eaten. That you should be the reason. You should make sure that matzah is eaten by someone else. You should be looking out for others who don't have matzah. The Gra says this is a reference to Maos Chitin. Look out for others, make sure that they have what they need for the Chag, that they have the funds to purchase their matzos. That's matzos yeyachel. You should help others be mekayim the mitzvos of Pesach. Don't only think about yourself. Don't only think about your Pesach experience. But think about the others in your community. The those who can really use your help. But the Gra does not stop there. The Gra goes one step further. And he says, if you look at the pasuk, the word matzos is actually spelled differently when talking about our personal obligation than when it's written in Maos Chitin for providing matzos for others. When it describes our personal mitzvah, Shavas Yamim Tochal Matzos, that you should eat matzah, the word matzah is written chaser. It's written without the vav. So it's just written Mem Tzadi Tuf. It's missing a letter. But when describing matzos yachel, the Maos Chitin that we give to others, there the word matzos is written male. It's complete with the vav, mem tzadi vav tav. And the Gra explains, when it comes to Maos Chitin, the matzos that we give to other people, those matzos need to be male. There's no cutting corners when providing for others. When it comes to our own personal matzos, so we can make decisions to say, I'm going to spend less money on this mitzvah, I'll spend a little more money on that mitzvah, I'll have something that's more fancy for this and less fancy for that. We get to make those decisions when it comes to ourselves. But when it comes to other people, to someone else's spirituality, there's no cutting corners when it comes to someone else. You can't make that call. You have to hold others to a higher standard than you even hold yourself. The matzos yeyachel that you provide for other people, those matzos need to be male. We usually feel the opposite, that I'll make sure that I have everything that I need, the way that I envision my perfect seder, I'll take care of myself. If end of the day, if I have anything else left over, so I'll give over to the aniyim, whatever they need. I'll help whatever I can after I make sure that I have the experience that I want to have. But the Gra says that the opposite is true. We have to first give to others. First make sure that everyone has what they need. And only then can we think about ourselves. Only then can we think about the matzos, the tochal matzos that we have to do for ourselves. First, we should think about the other people in our community. And particularly this Pesach, it's important to think about others. There are many people making Pesach for the first time. There are many people whose parnasa is put on hold due to the current situation. The number of aniyim, quote-unquote aniyim, people who can use help, they can use funds, has increased this year. And it's important that we should think about others and we should reach out to our friends and think and see if anyone else can use our help. If there's someone who's in quarantine, who can't go out to shop for Pesach, we should go and help them out. We should reach out to our friends and family and beyond and give a helping hand whenever we can. The modern version of Moes Chitin is not only the money that we give, but it's our time and the way that we can help others who are in a tough situation due to the current environment. And Mirtza Hashem, through the Chesed and the Moes Chitin of the days leading up to Pesach, as we approach Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the entire month of Nisan, the month of Geula, we should be Zoche Mirtza Hashem to celebrate the Chag HaPesach and celebrate together. Hashanah Haba, Yerushalayim.